Estela, Estela Lopez, Lopez, 6454. This is a 78-year-old woman with history of high cholesterol, hypertension, brain aneurysm, lives alone. She's still able to drive to the store and back and forth to her church. Has had a history of breast cancer, but has been breast cancer-free for 5 years. Status post left-sided lumpectomy and radiation and chemotherapy, period. She's lived in the same house for 27 years. She has 7 children that she doesn't, she sees from time to time. Period. Social, never been a heavy smoker or drinker. She loves to go to church and praise the Lord. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, breast cancer, brain aneurysm. Surgical history, breast cancer, lumpectomy, left side, brain aneurysm, coil placement times 3. Social, she has been, a review of systems, she has been getting somewhat weak and short of breath with activity, but has had no chest pain, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, or convulsions. Allergy, none. Patient's family history, stomach cancer and colon cancer in mom and dad, respectively. Medication, aspirin, 81 milligram once a day. Rovastatin, 40 milligram once a day. Plavix, 75 milligram a day. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day. Lisinopril, 10 milligram a day. On exam, we find Ms. Lopez to be awake, alert. She just got back from church. Blood pressure is 130 over 80. Pulse is 90. Respiration is 18. Heart pulse is 1 pulse per 2. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Make sure JVD skin shows no rash around mucosa with hemolysia. Number 1, hypertension controlled. Number 2, breast cancer. Patient appears to be in remission. Number 3, recent ER visit because of a status post fall. No fracture. DVT was noted despite swelling in her calves. Next number, increased cholesterol controlled. Next number, short of breath, multifactorial. Patient is going to see her physician to get cardiac evaluation because she is getting short of breath with activity. Increased cholesterol, next number. And continue with current medication at this time. Thank you.